Hi, Chuck Huber here for the Stata YouTube channel. I'd like to show you how to do crosstabs in Stata. So let's open some example data. Let's go under File at the top left and scroll down to where it says Example Datasets. And then I'm going to click this blue line here that says Example Datasets installed with Stata. And we're going to be using the NLSW88 data. That's from the National Longitudinal Survey of Women, so in 1988. So I'm going to click Use next to that. Close this box. Now let's take a quick look at the raw data so we know what we're working with. So if I click the data editor icon in browse mode, I can see that I have some categorical variables here such as race, married, college grad, let's see what else, industry, occupation, union status, and so forth. So I might like to tabulate these variables. So to do that, let's go under the statistics menu, scroll down to where it says summaries, tables, and tests here at the top, and then go to tables, and let's scroll down and just start simple with one-way tables. So let's click that. I'm going to move this dialog box up to the right so I have some space to work with. Now under the in the main tab under categorical variable, I'm going to scroll down and select the variable union and then click submit. I'm clicking submit so that the dialog box will stay open. If I click OK, the dialog box will go away and then I'll have to go find it again under the tree. So click submit. Now if I look at the command that Stata generated, the command is tabulate here. The variable we're tabulating is union. There are two categories of union, non-union and union. So we have 1,417 people in this sample who are non-union members, 461 who are, for a total of 1,878. Then we have a column of percentages and a column of cumulative percentages. Now, one thing that often occurs with any kind of data you work with is you have missing data, and those we don't see any missing data in this table, but we haven't allowed Stata to show that to us either. So let's, back here on the dialog box, let's check this box next to treat missing values like other values. Check that box, and then let's click submit again. And now if we look at our table again, the command is still tabulate, the variable is still union, but we've added the option to the command comma missing. So if we want to copy that command and use it later, make sure you remember to put comma missing at the end. Now we have three categories for this variable, non-union, union, and then we have a third category, which is this dot, which indicates missing values. So now we have 1,417 non-union members, 461 union members, and then we have 368 observations in this data set that are listed as missing for this variable. And then again, we have the percentages and the cumulative percentages. Now we can see that our total sample size for this variable is 2,246, including the missing data. Okay, so that's how we deal with missing data. So let's close this out. I'm just going to hit cancel here. And let's see how we can compute multiple one-way tables. So if we go back from to summaries, tables and tests, go under tables, we can then go to multiple one-way tables here in the menu. And now I can select in the main tab, I can select multiple variables, maybe something like race and married and maybe college grad just for fun. Now I can click submit. And if I come over here to my results window, the command is tab one. So that's going to give me a series of one-way tables. And my list of variables is race, married, and college grad. Now notice it's not giving me cross tabulations of these variables. It's just giving me the one-way tables for each. So for race, we have a table. For married, we have a separate one-way table. And then for college grad, we have another table here. So that's how we could do a series of one-way tables if we wanted to. Okay. And we could also include missing values in those by checking the treat missing values like other values. Click submit again. And we don't see any missing data there. Okay, so let's click cancel there. Now let's take a look at cross tabs. So let's go back under summaries, tables, and tests, back to tables again. And now we can do two-way tables with measures of association. We're going to ignore the measures of association for now, but click that. And let's take a look at this dialog box. Now let's select our row variable. So let's maybe do a cross tabulation of race as the row variable and pick for the column variable married. And we're going to ignore the test statistics and such for now. Let's just click submit and see what we get here. Now, the command is tabulate, and then the two variables are going to be race and married. The row variable is race, the column variable is married. And we see a classic cross-tabulation of those two. And so we have 487 single white. These are all females because it's a survey of females. And so we see a cell, the count of each of these. Now, if we wanted to see missing values, we could check this box here at the bottom again, treat missing values like other values. No missing data there, so that's no big deal. If we wanted to see row percentages and column percentages, we could do that as well. So let's look here under cell contents. We could check the box within column relative frequencies. So let's check that box and see what happens. Click submit. Now each of our columns, let's back up and look at the command. The command is still tabulate. We're still looking at race and married. But now we have the options comma, column, and miss. Miss is for missing. Column means we're going to have the column sum to 100%. So, for example, under the category of single women, if we look down this column, 60.57, 38.43, and 1 should add to 100%. And then within the married column, 79.75, 19%, and 1.25% will add to 100. So those are the column percentages, and the key here at the top shows you the key for the cell contents. So we have the cell count or frequency followed by the column percentage. Now, if we wanted to see row percents, we can come back to the dialog box, and we could leave that checked, but just to make the table easy to read, let's uncheck column relative frequencies, and let's check the box next to within row relative frequencies. Click submit. And now we see row percentages. So 29.75 plus 70.25 will sum to 100%. We still have the frequencies on the top of each cell, but then we have the row frequencies percentages right below them. Okay. What else? We might also be interested in the actual cell frequencies. So let's uncheck row frequencies and let's check the box next to relative frequencies and click submit again. And now looking at the command, we have comma cell is the option now. And within each cell, we have the cell count again. And the percentages now represent the percentage out of all of the possible cells in the table. So we have to add the percentages from each cell across all cells to equal 100% here in the bottom right corner. So that's how we would do individual cell frequencies. Okay, so that's cross tabs. Now, one last trick here I'll show you. If we go under statistics, what if we wanted to do all possible cross tabs among a bunch of variables, a bunch of categorical variables? Let's go under summaries, tables, and tests, go back to tables, and then we're going to do all possible two-way tabulations. So let's click that. Now we can just give a list of categorical variables such as race, married, college grad. Maybe we come down here and include union. And we could do things like row and same things we did before, include row frequencies and column frequencies, but let's keep it simple. I'm going to click OK because I don't want to come back to this. Now what we're going to see, we scroll back up here. The command is tab 2, and then we give state of this list of variables, race, married, college grad, and union. And what state will give us in return is a tabulation of all possible crosstabs of those four variables. So first we'll see race by married, and then we'll see race by college grad, and then we'll see race by union, and so forth. I think you get the idea. So this is a quick way to see lots and lots of crosstabs, and if you wanted to see row percentages or something, you could add those in as well, or column percentages. Okay, so I hope this was helpful. Thanks for stopping by.